USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Government officials are working with the operator of a top U.S. fuel pipeline in Georgia that serves a large part of the East Coast after a cyber attack has taken them offline.
It's an all-hands-on-deck effort right now, and we are working closely with the company, state and local officials, to make sure that they get back up to normal operations as quickly as possible and there aren't disruptions in supply.
Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo on CBS's Face the Nation. Colonial Pipeline operates a network of more than 5,500 miles from Texas to New Jersey, transporting about 2.5 million barrels per day of gasoline and other fuels that serves customers including major U.S. airports. Medina Spirit's victory in the Kentucky Derby is in serious jeopardy because of a positive post-race drug test. Churchill Downs has suspended Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert. This is USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
In Afghanistan's capital, a deadly bombing at a school has killed over 6 and injured well over 150, mostly schoolgirls.
Three explosions occurred outside the school entrance as students were leaving for the day. The blasts occurred in a mostly Shiite neighborhood in the west side of the capital. The Taliban has denied responsibility, condemning the attack in a statement.
Brendan Gunzel from the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau reporting, families now beginning the desperate search for any surviving children. Former President Donald Trump can stay at his Mar-a-Lago resort. The Palm Beach town attorney has issued a final verdict in a long-running dispute. An agreement between the town and Mar-a-Lago in 1993, which converted Mar-a-Lago from a private residence into a private club, allows Trump to live as an employee. Trump's attorney says his duties include managing the property, vetting employee performance, identifying operational improvements, checking the club's financials, greeting guests, attending events, and suggesting candidates for membership. Trump has been living there since leaving the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
States such as Florida are seeing a spike in cases of COVID-19 variants. The state had just 753 cases as of March 14th. Now there are more than 10,000 throughout the state. The White House's COVID advisor says data will be coming out soon that says vaccines offer protection against the Indian variant.
India saw its deadliest day since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, recording nearly 4,200 deaths on Saturday. As the second wave of infections continues to sweep through the country, India is still averaging about 400,000 new infections and more than 3,500 deaths daily. There are worries that the variant of the virus being partially blamed for fueling the surge in India could take hold in the U.S. But Andy Slavitt says there's reason to be confident in the available vaccine's ability to control the strain. The White House's senior advisor for the COVID response tells CNN that he's expecting data in the near future to show the vaccine's ability to protect against this new variant.
It looks like we're going to get very good levels of protection from our current vaccines. I think we'll see that confirmed over the coming week. But Americans should expect that if they're not vaccinated, they're going to be more exposed. If they are vaccinated, I think they can look at these variants and there's going to be very good levels of protection.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Ford is recalling nearly 617,000 of its Explorer SUVs after 11 reports of roof rail cover detachments caused by loose pins. The recall covers 2016 through 2019 model year vehicles. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.